days of cool reflection, you come to me and everything seems alright. In these days of cold affection, you sit by me.
Made in Heaven. 10 Jahre nach dem Tod ihres legendären Leadsängers Freddie Mercury präsentieren Queen eine Show mit dem Titel Heaven im Planetarium München. Die in das letzte Studioalbum der Band angelehnte Show wurde von Queen-Gitarrist Brian May mitkonzipiert. Neben vielen neueren Songs ist auch eine digital bearbeitete Version des Queen-Klassikers Bohemian Rhapsody erstmals in München zu hören. Nach der Premiere konnte ich mich mit Brian May über die Planetariums-Show, anstehende Projekte und die Zukunft der Band unterhalten. Zunächst einmal wollte ich aber von ihm wissen, ob ihm die Auswahl der Songs schwer gefallen ist.
To choose the songs was very interesting because we had a plan to try and make a shape to the show, so that you gradually lead people in, you know, and to explore the full breadth. And to try and get the mind to a place where it had never been before. So it wasn't so hard. We had a list very early on, and we just tossed a few ideas around. And it kind of all came together when we got the medley together, with the medley of the live stuff, which leads you to through a show which never happened, you know, like songs which we never could play live. And also the track 13 thing, which is a trip in itself, you know. And then everything fell in around it. And it's lucky we had the mix of Bohemian Rhapsody, makes a nice climax, which is brand new. I mean, nobody's heard that mix except a few, well, me and a few people in Capital.
Is it a lot of that Made in Heaven stuff in the show? Is that just a signal, or is it tribute to Mr. Mercury? Or?
Yeah, a little of everything. It lent itself very well because this is material which we were never able to do live, and it has a big emotional content, as you know. And in some ways, it sums up the journey that we made. So, yeah, I wanted to have a lot of Made in Heaven in there. You know, we didn't make a lot of videos for it. We didn't perform it on stage, but it can have a kind of life here. So I was very excited. I hope it works.
Works? Yes, I think. It was a great show. Well, 10 years after the death of Freddie Mercury, Queen seems to be very busy.
I think we're busier than ever. It's very strange. Yeah, I know Jim says the same, our manager. He says he has more paperwork than ever. Yeah, there's a lot of great things to do. I'm surprised myself, really. I've been working on the surround sound mix of the whole of A Night at the Opera, which will come out on DVD at some point recently, and making the greatest air guitar album in the world ever. Lots of, you know, little projects. Yeah, I mean, oh, thank you very much. I'm hoping to release that in Germany in the new year. But lots of projects. The hard thing for me is to say no, you know, because if somebody gives you a project or allows you to develop an idea, then it's hard to say no, you know. So I find I have to try and keep a space and have a private life as well.
Last question I have to ask, is there a chance for, let's say, a reunification on stage with Queen, whatever, frontman Elton John or whoever?
We're lacking the singer, you know. It's not easy, that stuff. I mean, at the moment, no.
But you could do it.
I can do it on my own, but I mean, it's not Queen. I love to play. I really love to play, you know, any opportunity I play. But to be Queen is something different. It's really not easy. I don't see any possibility at the moment. If a miracle happens, then great.
Queen Heaven also ab heute täglich im Planetarium.
Forever.